Western Regional Off-Track Betting, which operates gambling parlors and venues like Batavia Downs, received $3.2 million from the Payroll Protection Program. That's a federal government effort to help businesses and their employees stave off the financial impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and shutdown. Phil Gambini of Investigative Post has been taking a closer look at the development. Good morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Jeff.
There have been so many programs and so many efforts since this pandemic began. Go back only a few weeks, really, but to the Payroll Protection Program. How is it supposed to work?
The Payroll Protection Program, as it's been explained to us by attorneys, is essentially unemployment insurance that's run through an employer. What starts as a loan from the federal government that's given to a business, I should say it's up to 2.5 times the average monthly payroll of a particular business. Again, this is a loan unless 75% of the funds are expended on payroll costs, at which time it becomes a grant.
Western Regional Off-Track Betting qualified for this grant, $3.2 million worth of it. Your article, Investigative Post, this morning, details some concerns.
Well, the acceptance of the loan itself seems perfectly permissible. It's really in the context of some of the other struggles that small businesses have had in obtaining these funds that OTB, we think, becomes of interest to the general public. This is an organization that's been under federal investigation. It's the subject of a sweeping audit from the state comptroller's office. It's been the subject of public and media scrutiny for at least a year concerning how it distributes its resources, including high-priced tickets to concerts and sports events. And even still, it was able to obtain a small business loan that's been pretty difficult for a lot of small businesses to get their hands on.
A big part of your article focuses on their CEO. Tell us a little bit more about his role and perhaps maybe what he receives as part of running this organization.
Right. So part of what this money is going to go towards is the salary of OTB CEO, whose name is Henry Witazek. He was an influential Republican and still is in Niagara County for a number of years. He's making almost $192,000 a year after a raise he received in December. This is a raise, mind you, that was given to him by his board after the year in which the federal investigation became public and the comptroller's audit became public. The money is also going to go to health insurance benefits for board members. Board members are not entitled to receive what's a very luxurious health insurance plan from the organization. Now, Witazek and others inside the organization have stood by the claim that they are in fact entitled to the benefit. But we obtained a memo from a large law firm that had done a review of the insurance policy, came to the conclusion that, in fact, board members were not entitled to receive. So that's part of what the money is going to be going towards.
And then just a final quick question here for you, Phil. Western Regional Off-Track Betting is a public benefit corporation. We'll get into a lot of what that means, but from a transparency and accountability standpoint, what kind of grade do you give Western Regional Off-Track Betting?
Off-Track Betting still has a lot to improve on when it comes to transparency. They're a quasi-governmental organization, which means they're a corporation, but their existence is predicated on the existence of government. So this was created by the state legislature many decades ago. It deserves public scrutiny, and it deserves to answer to the public.
Phil Gambini of Investigative Post, thanks very much for your work. Thanks for joining us again this morning.
All right, Jay. Thank you.